To know what's out there in the world, someone has to shield you from the world. Stay with me. Princes wait there in the world, it's true. Princes, yes, but wolves and humans too. Stay at home.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Ray, Eric, Kathleen, Trisha on assignment.
This is
I thought this was
voice.
Judy Garland, but it's not.
Off the air, before I said, who is singing this? And Greg was saying all these like famous...
Come on, it's a Meryl Streep show. Meryl Sheep.
Yeah, Meryl Sheep show.
No, that's why I did the nose thing.
You thought that was her nose?
I thought you just...
Well, Barbara Streisand has a big nose, but also Meryl Streep, you know.
She does?
I guess
you're
so.
Doing I Dream a Genie or something.
Stay with me, Meryl Streep, from Into the Woods.
See?
Of course, that was featured It was featured on my Christmas card.
That's what I mean. She has a big nose in that movie.
She was a witch in that movie.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I had it.
But nice voice.
What do you mean a prosthetic nose?
Well, prosthetic. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's. But anyway, if you want my Christmas card this year, you're gonna have to make friends with me. So, I'm already starting to work on that.
Yeah.
I always have a fantastic Christmas card. Isn't that right?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
You have to be friends with you.
You gotta be.
I don't
friends.
Know. You gotta get to know me. Go to the bar crawl or something.
Well, you know, friends.
I guess I'm not getting a card.
What?
You have to be friends with, you know.
You got a card last
called?
Year. The bar is set pretty low.
So, Eric,
last year was low.
Friends with something. It's when you're an employee, they give you salary and
popcorn
benefits.
Yeah, Dave.
Well, you know, you know, another popcorn. Place that you could get benefits.
Exactly.
Where?
You want to, you know, build wealth somehow. Friends. So you want to know a good financial guy. And, of course, this hour is brought to you by Arrowhead Wealth Management. The best at creating and protecting your wealth. Founder and radio host Conrad Kogeschell, heard live every first Wednesday at 11 a.m. Arizona time on the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, breakradioshow.com. Give him a call at 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210.
Or give us a call, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. If you have seen Shaun the Sheep or Ricky in the Flash or anything else.
Or if you want to be Joseph's friend to get on his Christmas card list.
If you want to be on my Christmas card list, give us a call.
Ricky in the Flash?
If that's what you imagined at night,
Flash.
Then.
Oh, okay.
Flash, what were you flashing?
Flash.
You know, I'll say this. Dave was one of four straight guys in the whole world that liked The Bridges of Madison County.
Oh, I did.
Congratulations.
I love chick flicks.
That's excellent.
Not really. I think women like guys that like chick flicks.
Well, come on. Clint was in it.
Wasn't Meryl Streep in it?
Meryl Streep
That's
and Clint Eastwood.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Hence the joke.
Wow. Okay.
It's a joke. I do like chick flicks.
All right. Well,
I even saw The Traveling Pants. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Sisters of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get the whole thing there. Because if you saw Traveling Pants, then then there's a different problem that we're going to have to talk about on a different show.
Good point.
Do we want to know what this is all about? We're getting a call.
I bet it's Bobby.
I know. If someone's growling... You know,
maybe
they probably
it's Meryl.
Heard, yeah, let's hear a little bit from Meryl Streep.
Hello, Meryl, baby. This
oh, it's
is
only
on,
Bobby.
Oh, hi, Bobby.
Now, you were on audition today because maybe a future girlfriend is listening to you before I connect you two. So do a good job.
Are you? Is this like a really maybe? Or are you?
No, it's
you told,
really. I did it. I just called her this morning. Her name is Jackie.
Jackie, okay.
That's all I'm going to say. And what I'm going to do is
Is there
set
an age?
Up, yeah, she's probably 23. She's artistic.
Okay.
We'll put her on the air right now.
Wait, she's what?
Artistic.
Oh.
Autistic?
Yeah, kind of free-flowing spirit, beautiful personality, good spirit.
Hey Bob, I saw your picture. You look exactly like I thought you would look.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Good.
Phenomenal.
Good.
Is the shirt, did it wash off?
I finally looked at it.
Yeah?
I didn't realize, what does second base mean? A boob?
Yes.
I think it does, right?
Well, no, usually they come in pairs.
Very unexperienced, so
no,
I don't know.
He was
plural.
It's a lopsided.
Well, hopefully you get both.
It's a lopsided second base, then, if that's what it is.
We'll teach Joseph how to steal a base.
Yeah, anyway.
I can show you the signs.
Skip to third.
Joseph, I'm also going to call you and give you my friend's website so you can send a picture to her.
So tell us about Jackie.
No, Jackie's a sweetie. She's very kind of just artistic.
Does she tape herself to telephone poles like you?
No. She's a little more stable.
Is she willing for me to tape her to a telephone pole?
I don't know. That's something you guys have to deal.
Okay, all right.
All I'm doing is
with permission, Joseph.
I got the tape if you have the tape.
Otherwise, it's abuse.
It's called EDM music, right?
We want intelligence here. Joseph, play well. You're on audition. Number two. I will set up a time and a place, like maybe somewhere in Tempe, downtown, for you guys to meet. I will not even be there. I could care less. My goal is to get you two together.
Okay. Now, why do you think they'd be a good match, just real quickly, and then we'll...
Because Joseph is exceedingly, I think, brilliant. he's good-looking, since I've met him and analyzed him.
How's his kissing
ability?
That
one's more important to me than the brilliant, unfortunately.
Yeah, right. I figure you're a typical male.
Yeah.
Anyway, and she... is just, she's got a good karma aura about her.
How do you know her?
She volunteered also at the Arca Tempe, the little thrift store that I volunteer at. Huh. Very, it's kind of high dollar cost.
How would Donald Trump describe her?
Donald Trump would say she's a
cow.
Good looking woman.
Pig.
What would you do?
Good looking woman.
What would you do, Bobby, if Meryl Streep was searching for a wedding dress in the Arca Tempe?
I would give her the one I'm going to wear if I ever get married, which is long, slinky, black, tight, a slit up to the bosom, a slit up the sides where your legs show, and I would recommend that.
Bobby, have you been married?
Twice.
What happened?
I left twice.
Why?
It's that butterfly thing. If you love it, set it free.
Do you have little Bobs running around?
No, I am a step-parent.
Oh, you are.
Okay.
My children love me, and their mother loves me.
And have you ever owned any sheep?
Sheep, no, but my son's, he's got beautiful curly hair that looks like a sheep. Does that count?
Yeah, sure, why not? Oh, why not?
Let's horns. Go for it.
So anyway, Joseph, what I'll do is I'll set up a time. I want Jackie to listen to you today.
You said she has a website, right?
No, you're going to, I'm going to call
She's going to call me separately.
And leave a message and give a website for Nathalie.
Match.com.
So that Joseph can then send a picture over to Nathalie so then I can see it. I don't have any technology at my house. I want to
Nathalie? I thought you said her name was Jackie.
Jackie is someone else. Nathalie is married.
You're
setting
this is
up a seeking
arrangements.com? I got a pitch.
Joseph. Find a friend.
What is this, Ashley
Joseph?
Madison?
Yes, hello.
Sit down and have a conversation with your duck.
All right, I will. I will.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling, Bobby.
Yes, I will set this up for you guys, and you damn well better do a good job.
It's always a pleasure. Okay. Thank
good
you.
Day, Bob.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Wow. All right. So you can go home and have a conversation with your duck and explain the difference between Nathalie and Jackie.
Maybe I'm totally confused. Frozen.
It's all good.
Yeah, maybe Frozen can take the married one.
I've attempted to flirt with bipolar women in the past too. I mean, multiple personalities.
Yes, there you go.
That's good.
Yeah. Psychotic.
Oh. Okay.
There's actually pretty good chance that will happen. It's one out of every two. So.
Well, that's excellent.
I think we can make a movie.
It's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
Joseph meets Jackie in Tempe.
You know what? I'll real briefly, and then I'll let you talk about your rants. But I went to Fossil Creek yesterday with my friends, and we wanted to check out the hot springs, the Verde Hot Springs. And we were on our way there. And they got a flat tire. We got a flat tire and everything like that. I seriously felt like I was in Vacation, the movie that we celebrated last week.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was. I mean, then Chris Hemsworth came out, and something was falling. No, I'm kidding. Holiday, come on now, both at the same time. You got to warn me here. Holiday,
sorry, it's too early for me to be singing.
Was he wearing just his briefs?
Just his briefs. No, but it was
sexy.
Yeah, it was quite an experience, though. So again, check out Vacation, and I could have made a movie out of my experience yesterday as well.
So it was a good one. You should have taped
I should have filmed it, but we'll have to we'll get it on tape we'll have to tape me meeting Jackie at the bar crawl, so because that's always fun as well. Or we can just get a webcam in here and get Dave's expression on camera when he is all worked up over the Donald.
The Donald. Eric, did you see the debate?
I didn't, but I've heard highlights.
Kathleen?
And he's definitely entertaining.
He definitely is. You know, I really thought this was the kinds of questions directed to Donald Trump were really like accusation and insults. I mean, they didn't ask these other
they
guys.
They were attacking, yes.
Yeah, and a total attack. The question I have for everyone here is that should moderators be neutral? And again, this was on Fox, which is supposed to be fair and balanced.
Well, Dave, first of all, even though Fox is very conservative, they do not like the Donald because he's messing them up.
But should moderators like Kelly Megan, Brett Bear, whatever her name is, I've already
Megan Kelly, you got it backwards.
And yeah,
Cordy Caitlin.
Well, she is backwards. That's
Caitlin
why.
Cordy.
Chris Wallace. I mean. I thought it was unfair. Fair and balance goes out the window with them. It's unfair with an agenda, I thought, to frame the debate to take down Donald Trump because they asked some very irrelevant questions, really. I mean, they obviously don't know business when she asks about, oh, you've had four bankruptcies, you know, corporations, certainly not him personally, after hundreds of deals and sometimes their strategies to buy a company or take a company through bankruptcy, or you know, various tax and economic strategies. So obviously she doesn't know that. And the guy's a billionaire. How do you criticize a guy, at least from that perspective, that context, when obviously he knows what he's doing? And they got a lot of complaints, by the way. But the thing is, with these three manipulative puppets with big egos and delusions of grandeur, that's how I look at Megyn Kelly, Brett Baer, and Chris Wallace. They were just out for their own agenda to take down and really create havoc just with the Donald. Now, think about this. And I know you like politics, Eric, right?
I don't like
well,
politics.
You like,
I think politics is a dirty business.
But think about this. Did they talk to Senator Rand Paul about the head of Rand Paul's super PAC?
Paul Rand.
No, not Paul Lynn. That was charged the day before for concealing payments to Iowa lawmakers in 2011. In other words, the day before.
You know why they didn't attack him? Because he is inconsequential.
But look, but that's a significant news the day before. How about Chris Christie that they just...
Another person that is not...
Bridgegate. I mean, that's not over yet. And they just filed a class action lawsuit for what happened there. Why didn't they ask him, even if you weren't involved, and maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, it was on his watch, his top aides.
It's because they're not a threat, Dave.
I know, but still, it just shows how unfair. How about Scott Walker, his former top aide, went to jail on Wednesday?
Another non-threat.
I mean, what's up? They don't even talk about this stuff. How about Rick Perry? Of course, he was in the baby debate. But they didn't ask him about, he's currently indicted for criminal corruption. Indicted.
They got caught.
But I'm just saying, how is this possible? And Mike Huckabee, oh, our friend Mike Huckabee, this guy is
not
complete a nut job.
Yeah, he said something recently that was just out of control.
That Obama was leading certain people to the oven.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
I mean, can you believe this guy is even in public a public figure?
And didn't he say his ancestry was in Auschwitz or something?
Well, he went there and visited, which I guess made him given the authority to say something stupid like that. I mean, it's completely idiotic. But also, Mike Huckabee, years ago, when he was governor, allegedly used his influence to get a guy on up for parole and release him, who was a rapist, who then immediately killed two women. This is a story that broke long ago.
And who did that guy rape?
Allegedly, the third cousin of Bill Clinton. I mean, it's weird. So they really hit Clinton, don't they? But the point is how could they not ask these questions? How could these people be president? And they go after, what'd you say about Rosie? What's her name? O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell.
What type of... No, it wasn't Rosie. Yeah, it was.
Rosie.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing
is,
how could they ask such stupid questions, and they're supposed to be the top journalists?
Well, I have to say, Dave, his answers weren't very good.
No, but how would you answer something so silly?
I thought it was a good question. Maybe they asked it the wrong way.
Yeah, and then when they started the debate, they framed it to alienate him, like nursery school. Okay, raise your hand if right now you can't pledge that you won't go to third party. It's crazy. This was entertainment at its best. That's why it's breakthrough.
Well, you know he's going to have to because the GOP does not like him.
Yeah, and they're afraid, and they better treat them a little bit nicer, I got to tell you. They go, when did you become a Republican? I mean, they just, so why not, how about, you know, what are the leadership qualities? How will you be different than other presidents and the the Congress that does nothing? How will you actually reach across the aisle? How will you coordinate things? How will you get things done? Why not ask questions that people want to know instead of dumb questions, and they should be ashamed of themselves? Right.
Well, like I said, I think some of the questions were okay. I just think that they didn't ask them in the appropriate way.
No,
it was more of an attack.
It was an attack, and
this is the quietest I've ever heard Joseph.
Yeah, what's up with this?
I don't know politics. I'm sorry, I'm not political.
You don't want to know politics.
Maybe you should learn something because this is your country we're talking about.
It is, and I'll leave you with one other key, and then Greg, you have a comment. If Washington is Washington is pretty dysfunctional, right?
Did that just do it again on its own?
Yes.
Yeah, it got excited. So the thing is, if you're the rebellious person, Eric, in a dysfunctional system, I mean, really, we talked about this. Who's really the good guy? I mean, they're thinking like these politicians work. They do nothing.
I know. And all the other politicians are trying to be like, you know, just like the way they think they should be, just, you know, like very conservative in what they say, how they act. And in real life, you know, I do agree with you. Trump does say what's on his mind.
He says he's tired of the political correct answer, you know, and I agree. I think that's why he's attracting both parties, actually. And he is, because he says it like it is. You know, what are you going to get? And he has proven he could probably do stuff. Now, I don't think you need a politician, another one, to be a president or be anything, because they have proven nothing, running up debt. It's crazy. They don't do anything. Their main agenda, what, when President Obama came in, was what, the GOP?
Yeah.
To make sure he couldn't do anything.
But Trump doesn't like Obama either.
Well, I think, but the main thing, he will get things done, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really believe. Well, how do you trust the other guys, right? Jeb Bush?
No, I don't. I don't like.
I mean,
another Bush, that would be disastrous.
It'd be horrifying. But anyway, that's my commentary. Greg, you have a comment?
Well, no, I was going to say, I mean, just from that side, the only way to watch it is to look at it from an entertainment value, because they're all pretty nutty, those guys. But it won't matter, because Hillary's going to win anyways, and I think we'll be in good hands.
Yes. With Allstate.
All right.
Either her or Bernie Sanders.
And Sanders I like,
Sanders
too.
Sanders is coming up.
Absolutely. But I think it might be more difficult for him to get the nomination.
Yeah.
Hillary's been lying pretty low.
Yeah, a little bit.
She is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's being investigated now by the FBI.
Whatever.
Who knows what happens
there. You know who's going to play Hillary in the movie?
Hillary Swank.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
I think actually that would be a good...
It would. And the song that's going to take us into our break... Dave, what is this song?
This is Mamma Mia.
Why didn't his eyes just light
Mamma
up right
Mia.
Away?
Mamma Mia, I love
Meryl
that
Streep,
movie.
Mamma Mia from Mamma Mia.
Best movie.
Of course, it's great. Look at me now.
That was
Will
a really
I ever
classic.
Learn? Come on, Dave. I know how.
Oh, yeah. I don't know this one.
Lose control.
Good one. Keep going. You got it.
Fire within my
Here we go.
Soul.
One, two,
just
three.
Just one look.
Kathleen said this was ABBA originally.
It was ABBA. Great music, though. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Come on, Dave. Try it. How can I resist you? Mamma Mia. Doesn't show again. Why? How much I miss you.
How are we doing, Eric? All right, we'll be right back.